Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And we want to talk about this tentative lifting of restrictions which we're expecting tomorrow. And political correspondent with the Irish Independent, Hugh O'Connell, joins me on the line. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Tentative is probably an appropriate word, would you say?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, I think one of the main changes from today and tomorrow in terms of the NPHET meeting, the Cabinet Subcommittee meeting later this evening, and then the Cabinet meeting to sign off on measures tomorrow, is that really, you know, we're going to be under quite tight public health restrictions throughout April and probably much of May as well, because there is a lot of concern about a fourth wave of the virus. We've seen that the numbers have been, the daily case numbers are kind of stubbornly stuck at around 500-600 every day. But more concerning than that, I suppose, is the fact that the R0, the reproductive rate of the virus, is now thought to be at about 1.3. And there's a concern that, you know, that the situation could worsen in the coming weeks, and that is really why we can expect very minor changes to the restrictions to be announced by government tomorrow.
Is there a fear in political circles that a Mother's Day lift in cases, a St. Patrick's Day lift in cases, that maybe they haven't played out yet?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I think there's a concern generally in government that people have been socialising a bit more over the last few weeks, and that obviously those kind of, you know, those that holiday, St. Patrick's Day holiday, and then Mother's Day as well, and a lot of, you know, a lot of people haven't seen their mother in an awful long time, that perhaps there might have been some easing by some people in terms of their compliance around those dates, and that might play into case numbers that are arising now and might arise in the coming days as well. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why NPHET is only meeting today and didn't meet as usual last Thursday was to take account of the data that would have come in over the weekend in terms of new cases and trends that they've been seeing that might cause them some concern in terms of their recommendations. But I do think that certainly the people in government I speak to say that NPHET appreciates the fact that really, like, you know, people do need a break of some shape or form. And I think the government is also very conscious of moving to a position where a lot of the general public have already moved already. I think, you know, I think the Taoiseach kind of said it to his parliamentary party last week that, you know, a lot of people seem to have moved out, in their mind at least, moved out of level 5. You know, they're not being irresponsible per se, but I mean, if you take, for example, if you go to any park now, Claire, you will see households or people from different households, you know, sitting down in the park, maybe having a coffee, maybe having some cans, you know, if the weather's been all right. That's happening already, whereas the rules would technically say that you can only meet for another household if you're exercising. Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to be kind of walking rather than sitting down. So I think the government wants to move to that situation to acknowledge the fact that people are up a little bit while still being cautious. So that's why we'll see things like a lifting of the 5K travel limit.
To and what, we'll though? See, to what?
Well, this is the debate that will take place over the next 24 hours. There had been some hope politically last week that it would be to county-wide, but I don't think that's likely at this stage. So it's likely to be quite minimal, 10 or 15K. And the other thing I think we can absolutely expect is a return to outdoor sports for children, outdoor sports training, which is something that ministers are very keen to get going.
And question mark still, Hugh, over construction?
Yeah, I think that on construction, I mean, again, there's a desire politically to get construction back up and running again, and particularly private homes, because I was talking to her at the weekend, who was telling me that they're getting a lot of representations from people who are paying both rent and a mortgage because their property is being refurbished or they're waiting for their house to be built, and they had expected to move in by now, but obviously the public health restrictions level 5, the construction of private homes has been shut down for all of 2021, in fact. So that's a situation that's affecting some households that's enormously financially burdensome. So there is an anxiety to get construction back up and running within government, but there's a belief that NPHET will be ultra cautious on this because bring back construction in tandem and the mobility that brings in terms of workers going to sites and, you know, potentially mixing at lunchtime, break time, that would potentially put in doubt, that would cause case numbers to rise in such a way that it might be difficult to bring schools back fully from April 12th. And I think that, I mean, look, schools are being definitely prioritised by government. There was a restatement over the weekend by the Department of Education that all second-level students will return to in in-class schooling from April 12th after the Easter break. So I think NPHET, you know, may advise caution in terms of reopening the construction industry, but certainly I think the government will look to give a signal in some way, shape or form that construction can return gradually. Basis over the course of April and May.
Okay, Hugh, thank you very much. Let's wait and see what happens over the course of the next 24 hours. That's Hugh O'Connell there from the Irish Independent. Next, picture this, a rock concert, 5,000 people singing, dancing and hugging. You might think it's a pre-pandemic scene, but this concert took place in Barcelona last Saturday night, and I'm joined on the line by Sarah Morris, who's correspondent in Spain for France 24 Television. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Looking at these extraordinary pictures from this concert on Saturday night, and it was all facilitated by the Spanish health authorities. Why and how was it allowed to go ahead?
Yes, well, as you said, really a slice of almost pre-COVID life. But there were some conditions for those concert goers. Basically, doctors were involved in testing those concert goers. Everybody, for the price of their ticket, got one of those antigen tests, which they had to take at one of three venues on the day, Saturday, of the concert. Once they had received that test, they were sent the result to their mobile phone. About six people tested positive, exactly six tested positive, and weren't allowed to go to the concert. They got a full refund. Another person was found to have had a close COVID contact and was also told they wouldn't be allowed into the concert. But the rest were given a special one of those FFP2 masks, the white masks, which they had to swap for their own. So they had a clean mask to go into the concert. They had to keep the masks on during the concert, but they were allowed to dance pretty up close and personal, to sing along to Love of Lesbian, which is a Spanish indie band which was giving the concert. They weren't allowed to drink any drinks inside the concert venue, but there were bars set up just outside the venue, and there was special ventilation. But as you say, looked very much like a scene of pre-pandemic life.
And Spain, of course, has suffered horribly during the pandemic, Sarah. So how was the concert viewed by the wider Spanish public? How was it received?
Well, there's a lot of excitement from young people and from concert goers and people who work in the music industry. They really feel this is a route back to holding mass events, and that this, if they're proved to be safe, because these people will be tested in 14 days to see if they have the virus or could have caught it at the concert, but they see it as a route back to organising some kind of events. And they point out that back in December, there was an initial pilot with fewer people, but 500 people went into a concert. Another 500 people acted as a control group. And of all the 500 people who were allowed at that December concert, they were all tested 8 days later. None of them caught the virus at the concert, and the control group had three people. So the organisers were saying, you're as safe in this concert or in a concert organised in this way as you are on the street. But there's a lot of sceptics who watched it in Spain and said it made them pretty uncomfortable given the level of restrictions, and that really, although they would like to get back to life as normal, they didn't see themselves going for a concert like this.
Okay, well, certainly some people would love to be doing something like that on a Saturday night. Thank you very much, Sarah Morris, for joining us from Spain. Coming up next on the programme, we'll be joined by the World Health Organization's David Nabarro.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.